why listen to people that are handcuffed with what they can say on the real radio when you can tune in to the leader of internet radio right here on LA Talk Radio.
A potpourri of pertinent facts flare up as Backtime remembers the events that shaped August 27th. Monday night football's coming on tonight. Today in 1921, the owner of the Acme Packing Company bought a pro football team for Green Bay, named them the Packers. Whenever I see your smiling face, 1984, CBS added another tick to its stopwatch. Diane Sawyer became the fifth reporter on 60 Minutes. And on this date of 1999, the final crew of the Russian space station Mir departed the station to return to Earth. Russia was forced to abandon Mir for financial reasons. That's Back Time, August 27th. This is your announcer speaking.
Senator Clinton, you're on in 30 seconds.
I've changed my mind. I'm not going.
What?
I'm not going.
We have a situation here. Ice Queen is melting. Repeat, Ice Queen is melting.
You can't make me.
Senator, this is your last chance. You will get on that stage, even if I have to drag you by the cankles to do it.
I'm not going.
Stop. Quit.
Stop, you son of a...
Quit kicking. My God, these things are thick.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Hillary Clinton.
You're at the Democratic National Convention, and the mood is right. But when it comes time to push through your nomination, will you be ready? You can with DNC Alice.
After four nights of everyone pounding on Bush, a guy gets to thinking, but I needed a little help.
DNC Alice is just right for when you need to bump up your poll. Before you know it, you'll be shaking hands and making babies.
When it came time for some action on the convention floor, my platform had plenty of support, thanks to DNC Alice.
DNC Alice may not be for everyone, especially John Edwards. If your election lasts more than 4 days, contact a doctor, unless you're one of the millions without health insurance.
Me and my little running mate endorse DNC Alice.
A naked man mingles freely in a locker room. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Bally Total Fitness patron Fred Littman, age 42, took an after-shower stroll today, casually greeting numerous men in the locker room, his flaccid penis and talcum-powdered scrotum in plain view. He socialized for approximately 15 minutes in a state of total undress. The buck-naked Littman then went on to sit in the most visible spot in the locker room and apply antifungal cream to his feet before finally putting on a towel. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Price Gouging Oil Company CEO.
Mr. Price Gouging Oil Company CEO.
You say it's because of supply. You say it's because of government regulation. You say it's not your fault, but we know the truth, Mr. Price Gouging Oil Company CEO.
And the truth will set you free.
It's simply because you're nothing but a greedy son of a...
Something that rhymes with witch, yeah.
So next time you sell one of your children, you know, the cute blonde one, for a gallon of gas, be thankful you're not the poor sap who merely turned a scant $12 billion profit last quarter. Mr. Price Gouging Oil Company CEO, a real American hero.
Mr. Price Gouging Oil Company CEO.
I hope your private jet crashes into your refinery, dirtbag.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, August 27th, another beautiful day in L.A., and Susie's not in the studio yet. She's on her way, and we're going to find out why she's a little late, and that's okay. I guess she's entitled, right? Sometimes we have things that come up, and we have to do them. So we'll just go over a little bit of news here, just some things that are happening, mostly entertainment. If you remember yesterday, Susie told us that she was friends, or at least she knew Kirsten Dunst back when she was a child. And I guess they were in the same modeling agency, and so they knew each other. So apparently, Kirsten Dunst now is being seen with Justin Long, who is the ex of Drew Barrymore. And I guess she was spotted getting cozy with the likes of Jake Gyllenhaal, Josh Arnett, and Orlando Bloom. However, at a club in L.A. over the weekend, spies say Kirsten and Justin were making out hardcore while waiting in line for margaritas. They were holding hands and were all over each other. So I guess she found some love. And apparently, you know, Lindsay Lohan and her friend have been seen around, and rumors about lesbianism and all that stuff. And there's no evidence of that, although who really cares? But I guess word has it that Lindsay Lohan's gal pal Samantha Ronson is going to write a tell-all book. The official line is that it's going to be all about Samantha, but considering no one wants to read about her, everyone's assuming there'll be plenty about Lindsay. Among those who are suspicious is Lindsay's father, Michael Lohan, who has been in the news lately. He's heard the buzz and says, "I've shut up about this long enough. She's using my daughter. People never even knew who Samantha Ronson was until she met Lindsay. She was just some LA DJ, and now she's writing a book. I'm at wit's end with this stuff. This is not in Lindsay's best interest." And this is the same guy who is marrying, I guess, a 24-year-old. And the article on this is, I guess, that he's engaged, and he popped the question to longtime girlfriend Erin Mueller, and that they picked out a ring, although it's not official. Michael says he's holding off on officially announcing the engagement until some family issues are resolved. So, again, you know, who cares? Nicolette Sheridan, of course, from Desperate Housewife, and Michael Bolton, who was a big hit in the 80s, with his long hair and love songs. But nobody hears of him now, except in relation to Nicolette Sheridan. So apparently her rep tells People magazine that they've amicably ended their engagement and have asked the People respect their privacy in the matter. So I guess they first started dating in 1992 and broke up 5 years later. They gave it another try in 2005 and announced the engagement in March 2006. So so some disappointment there, I believe. Did you guys hear that Cher is rumored to be the new Catwoman in the next Batman movie? Now, isn't she a little old for this? You would expect Catwoman to be, what, in her 20s? 30s at most? And Cher is what, like in her 70s already? So, I mean, what's with her and the Catwoman? I'm wondering how they're going to pull that one off. But I guess with makeup and special effects, anyone, you know, anyone can look good and young. let's see, what else do we have? Okay, I guess Donald Trump is after the Girls Gone Wild founder, Joe Francis. And he says he'll be on the show next season. So they haven't made any official announcements, but apparently other names that are being bounced around are Joan Rivers and Dennis Rodman. So so those are these people. And apparently there's some revealing photos of Uma Thurman that could be hitting the internet. Word is that paparazzi caught Uma and fiancé Arki Bassan skinny dipping in an Italian lake. No word on how Uma might feel about the paparazzi now, but earlier this month she defended them by saying that while they can be annoying, they're just doing their job. So now they've stuck it to her, and we'll see what's going to happen there. And I guess Jenna Jameson, the porn star, is apparently pregnant. And I guess they're saying, despite of chances of it happening on the job, so to speak, the father is her boyfriend of 2 years, Ultimate Fighter Tito Ortiz, and this will be Jenna's first baby, I guess. And, of course, the DNC last night, the Democratic National Convention in Denver, we heard Hillary Clinton putting her support behind Obama, and I guess it's way overdue. And where she finally realizes she's not going to be the president or the vice president this time around. But I'm sure we haven't seen the last of Hillary. She's going to be around. apparently Bill Clinton is also going to be speaking, and of course he always manages to get everybody excited and all riled up and everything. So I'm looking forward to Bill Clinton. I really enjoy listening to him, you know, and remembering the times when he was president and we actually had some unity in this country. But you know, I was hoping there'd be another Clinton in the White House. I personally, you know, think that she could do a great job, you know, but we do have Obama, and this apparently death threat that was posed to him. Apparently there's no evidence of any threat, but you can imagine, and I mean, this has been discussed quite a bit, that he might actually, you know, go through several assassination attempts simply because he stands out, you know, he's a minority. There's still, I think, a lot of racism and hatred and hate crimes and so forth. And I think we can expect some more of that while he's president, if he is elected, which I think he will be. And because I don't see, he causes a lot more excitement than McCain does, you know. I mean, McCain might have the experience and all that, but you need charisma, you know. You need experience. I mean, you need to get people behind you to like you first and foremost. And McCain hasn't been that forthcoming, you know. So I don't know what to say other than wish that Obama can actually take it. And let's see. I also wanted to mention to you, we have a new phone number, and because we wanted to change our Skype name to our new name, which is LA Talk Radio, of course. So if you want to reach us through Skype, all you have to do is look up LA Talk Radio, and you can call us directly from anywhere in the world. Our new telephone number, however, is 323-203-0815. And we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this. Hopefully, Susie will be walking in any moment, and we'll continue the show.
You want some in that room? races, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people too. Everything white people don't like about black people really don't like about black people. There's some shit going on with black people right now. It's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. It's black people and there's niggas. And niggas have got to go. Every time black people want to have a good time, ignorant ass niggas fuck it up. Can't do shit. Can't do shit without some ignorant ass niggas fucking it up. Can't do nothing. Can't keep a disco open more than 3 weeks. Grand opening, grand closing. Can't go to a movie the first week it come out. Why? Because niggas are shooting at the screen. What kind of ignorant shit is that? Hey, that's a good movie. That's so good, I got to bust a cap in here. Hey, I love black people, but I hate niggas, boy. Oh, I hate niggas. Boy, I wish they let me join the Ku Klux Klan. Shit, I do a drive-by from here to Brooklyn. Tired of niggas, man. You can't have shit when you're around niggas. You can't have shit. You can't have no big screen TV. You can have it, but you better move it in at 3 in the morning. Painted white, hope niggas think it's a bassinet. Can't have shit in your house. Why? Because niggas will break in your house. Niggas will live next door to you, break in your house, and come over the next day and go, I heard you got robbed. Nigga, you thought you robbed me. You ain't hear shit because you was doing shit. Damn. Tired of niggas. Tired of niggas, man. Damn, man. You know what the worst thing about niggas? Niggas always want some credit for some shit they supposed to do. For some shit they just supposed to do. A nigga will brag about some shit a normal man just does. A nigga will say some shit like, I take care of my kids. You're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker. What are you talking about? What are you bragging about? What kind of ignorant shit is that? I ain't never been to jail. What, you want a cookie? You're not supposed to go to jail, you low expectation ever, motherfucker. Shit. You know what the worst thing about niggas? The worst thing about niggas? Niggas love to not know. Nothing make a nigga happier than not knowing the answer to your question. Just ask a nigga a question. Any nigga. Hey, nigga, what's the capital of Zaire? I don't know that shit. Keeping it real. Niggas love to keep it real. Real dumb. Niggas are breaking your house. You want to save your money? Put it in your books. Because niggas don't read. Just put the money in the books. Shit, books are like kryptonite to a nigga. Here's a book. No! No! Not a book! No! No! Tired of this shit, man. Your kids can't fucking play nowhere. Every year the space gets smaller. Okay, you can go from that corner to that corner. Oh, you can go from that gate to that gate. By the time motherfuckers 10, he's just hopping in the circle, like. Tired of this shit, man. Tired. Fee-fi-fo-figure, boy, I hate a nigga. Boy, tired of this shit, man. Tired, man. Niggas is ignorant, love being a singing about ignorance. I heard some song the other day. It's the first of the month. Niggas are singing welfare carols. On the first day of welfare, my true love gave to me. I wish you a merry welfare and a happy food stand. The fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? Now they got some shit they're trying to get rid of welfare. Every time you see welfare in the news, they always show black people. Black people don't give a fuck about welfare. Niggas are shaking in their boots. Oh, they gonna take our shit. Shit, a black man that got two jobs, going to work every day, hexing nigga on welfare. Like, nigga, get a job. I got shampoo, you can't get one? Nah, man. And I see some black people looking at me, man. Why you gotta say that? Why you gotta say that? It ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. Please cut the fucking shit, okay? 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 When I go to the money machine tonight, all right? I ain't looking over my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas. Ted Koppel ain't never took shit from me. Niggas have. So you think I got three guns in my house because the media outside? Oh shit, Mike Wallace, run! Fuck out of here, man. Tired of this shit. Tired of this shit. Man.
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Susie in the morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And thank you for joining us yet once again. And Susie is in the house.
Sorry for being late, everybody.
Oh. Well, we get to listen to some Chris Rock.
Oh, gosh, some, she's hysterical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always love to start the morning with Chris Rock. Now, check this out. There's a big headline in the National Enquirer. OJ and girlfriend attacked by his daughter.
Wait, OJ and girlfriend?
Yes, were attacked by his daughter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I guess the daughter went berserk or something.
Oh, no, she had a psychiatric order.
Yeah, or something, you know.
What so kind I of damages the, or what like what did she attack with?
I don't know. But let's see. I don't know if there's a lot of stuff being told about it. But, he was cut on the back of his head. Blood was coming out the side of his mouth and his lip was cut.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Not saying he doesn't deserve it, but.
Yeah. I guess his daughter Arnell and OJ had a war of words about her mom.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Dinner must not be very friendly at their house.
Yeah. That was OJ's first wife. She's not talking about...
Nicole?
Nicole,
oh, okay,
right,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, who knows? Who knows what happened? I'm sure this is going to come out. We're going to hear a lot of shit about it.
Ay-yi-yi.
Yeah.
That's one of the things about being famous. You have absolutely no privacy whatsoever.
Yeah. You need to move the mic a little bit.
Move it closer? Sorry.
No, just higher, I think, a little bit.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, there you
hello,
go. So, I was just telling everybody that I read an article on Kirsten Dunst, which we mentioned yesterday.
Yes.
Was she your friend or you just knew her?
Nope, we were friends growing up.
Really?
Yeah, we always kind of went out for the same roles and... we were just the same age and we had the same agents and
wow.
It was just kind of the circles we ran in. We were never really in school, so we didn't really have that many friends during the scholastic school year, so we just kind of had each other.
Yeah. If you called her now, would she remember you?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Then fucking have her call into the show for crying out loud.
She's been having some hard times. I haven't spoken to her probably in about 10 years. And
really?
Yeah. I mean, like, we know each other, but we're definitely...
Yeah.
I choose to surround myself with different kinds of people right now at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure the contact is cold by now, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't say cold, but... Yeah. Just, I don't know. I have other people that I would rather spend my time with.
Yeah.
But.
No, I mean cold that you can't really... I mean, it's not hot, okay? It's not, like, happening right now.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
sort of disconnected
not.
From it. So at any rate, what they were saying is that she's been seen with Drew Barrymore's ex.
Yep.
You know who that is?
What's his name again?
Justin Long.
Yes, and the younger man.
I don't know who the hell he is, but he must be pretty good if he goes from Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore is one of my favorite actors of all time. I just think she is so spectacular.
Really?
And so cute and so adorable.
Yeah.
Just everything she's been in, I just really, really love. She just seems very genuine, where a lot of other Hollywood stars just kind of, I don't know, seem vacuous. She just really seems like a genuine, heartfelt person.
Yeah, you think so?
I do.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know her from... A hole in the wall, so I don't know.
You're not one of her biggest fans, though?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I guess
I do like her.
A lot of females relate more to her, I would say, than males. I mean, she is cute, but she's definitely not like one of like the hot, sexy.
Yeah, but I'm not necessarily attracted to those hot, sexy. I mean, she's cute, and yes, I think she's very attractive.
I stand corrected.
I just don't know much about her personality. That's all. But anyway. Drew Barrymore.
Yes. So what's going on in the news over there?
Oh, we already went through this.
Oh, we did. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I missed
or
it.
I did.
So now I have no idea what's going on in the world.
Yeah, well, we only did Hollywood shit, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, I'm lucky to be alive right now after that drive I just had down here. Oh, my gosh.
Really? And I asked you to drive carefully.
Well, I did drive carefully, but it wasn't me that was driving the first part. My girlfriends, Morgan and Lizzie, they're going back to Canada today. I'm so bummed. They live there during the school year. They go to school in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, I was staying up at their house last night. Their mom or stepmom and dad adopted all three of my kitties.
Right.
So that's where I've been staying. But so anyway, this morning, like, we're packing the house, and everyone was leaving. All four of the people that were in the house were flying to different locations today.
Really?
And so I offered last night, I'm like, you know what, why don't I drive two of you to the airport?
Right.
That way you don't have to leave, like, 6 hours early at, like, 2 a.m. And so everyone was like, great idea, Susie. But so anyway, we're flying down Las Flores Canyon. Have you driven down that road?
No.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's beautiful, but it gives me an anxiety attack every time.
Really?
And if I get nervous, mm-hmm. you know there's something really, really to be a little bit afraid of.
Yeah. What kind of a road is it?
It's a really, really steep canyon road. One of those ones
oh,
up in Malibu.
Oh, it's one of the canyons? Yeah.
That goes all the way down. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have guardrails half the time, and you literally can go flying off if you take your eyes up the road for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
So needless to say, I'm a little bit worried. But anyway, I get all the way down to the bottom of the hill, and that takes like 15 to 20 minutes because
mm-hmm.
there's construction going on too. And then Morgan's like, I forgot my Canadian cell phone. And I'm like, we are not turning around. She's like, we have to. And so that kind of set the whole day back completely. And then she goes barreling up the hill. She took over the steering of the car.
Did you have to go through the canyon twice?
Yes. Well,
really?
Down all the way down once, then up again, and then
yes,
down
and then
again.
And then down again. Wow.
So that put me back like an hour this morning. So needless to say, I was a little bit frazzled. And then I didn't have my GPS because I'm in their car because all of their luggage couldn't fit in my Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of like a hectic morning, if you will.
Did you get lost or did you find your way?
I did get a little bit lost, but I figured, I don't know. And then the one lady I chose to ask for directions, she didn't have a roll-down window.
Mm-hmm.
She had one of those like van windows from the rapist-style van.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like doing sign language. I'm like, does the 405 North go to the 10? And she's like, what? What? So needless to say, I made the right decision. I don't know, took the 405 for a little bit and then hopped down to Venice.
Yeah.
And I made it.
Yeah, the 405 does go to the 10, but you don't want to take the 10. It's too busy.
Well, I don't want to take the 405 either.
Yeah, I know.
But it was the only thing in my compass, that, like in my little head, that made some semblance of sense.
These are fucking parking lots in the morning. I mean, my God, you know?
I don't know why anyone rides on them at all.
Yeah. I don't know, but you don't have a choice. You know, what are you going to do?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting nervous because I'm moving right over by the 405.
Yeah.
I hope I don't get stuck in that every day.
You might.
No. Sunset comes down here, right?
Sunset, probably. I know Wilshire does.
I'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, yeah, so do you think it'll be closer or farther for you?
It's definitely closer, like, mileage-wise. I mean, I think it's probably, like, a good 10 miles closer to the studio.
Uh-huh.
But just, it might be a more circuitous route.
Yeah.
Trying to get around.
Yeah, don't ever get on Sunset. Well, I don't know how it is in the morning, but I can tell you in the evening, in drive time, rush hour.
Really?
Sunset does not move. It totally does not move. Well, not from this direction, but from the other direction.
I just don't know what direction anything is.
Coming from the west to the 405, forget about it. Once I was stuck there in a half-mile drive for over an hour.
Oh, shit.
Just to get to the fucking freeway, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. So, I mean, traffic is terrible here, you know. And I've made a couple suggestions. I think people, we should either build trains in the median of the freeways, you know, just between.
That might be dangerous for cars, though, coming up and hitting them.
No, but you can make a raised one. You know, and besides, no, I mean, you'd put like guardrails or something, but no, I'm actually thinking of like a raised one, and either that
kind
or
of like what they have at the Getty.
Yeah, something like that.
Like
you
a
know.
Tram.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, a fast train. I know I would take one, you know.
I absolutely would.
Yeah. So But they're not being creative about this shit at all, you know? I mean, if nothing, they're going back as far as engineering the roads and shit in this town.
They're just, like, trying to put more lanes in, and, I mean, it's just like, we're going to create more lanes, and then we're just going to have more cars and more traffic.
Yeah, you know? And I mentioned yesterday the stretch on the 101 coming downtown.
Where
I
mean, you fall asleep.
Like, yeah, it's like every fucking day it stops, and there's no reason. There's no reason. I mean, you can't. You
Why
know,
is
usually,
that? I've been trying to figure that out, too. It really seems there's no rhyme or reason to anything stopping.
Yeah. Well, usually, you know, when you approach freeways merging, then you can expect that, right? Because people have to change lanes and all that shit and stuff. Fine. So you'll usually see all the congestion right there, you know, where they merge. And the traffic goes on for miles. But here, there's nothing. There's no congestion or nothing. You know, and it's so fucking irritating. But I'm reading up on the shit right now. And apparently it works like an accordion, you know. It's like, you know, try to imagine, let's say you have like a group of 10 people.
Okay.
And they're really close to each other and they're running. Now, the first one, the one in the front, stops. What happens to all the others?
Everyone else slowly like slams into
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And that's exactly, I think, what happens with the cars, you know. It's enough that one person stepped on their brake 2 hours ago,
yep.
and they'll, you know, they'll still be like a fucking traffic
that's
jam.
That's what the Franz always tells me. Because, like, as soon as I see someone in front of me that slams on their brakes, I'm like, okay, you know, I try and put my brakes, apply the same amount of pressure that they did. That way, like, the stopping distance in between
right.
us,
yeah.
you know, kind of, like, stays the same. And he's always like, don't slam on your brakes. He's like, you're causing traffic when you do that. And I was always like, what do you mean I'm causing traffic? But then I kind of thought about it. And I was like, logically, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if
But nobody else cares, Susie. What do you care? You know, I mean, you got to step on the brake. You
well,
do,
maybe
you know?
We should educate people about
but,
this.
Yeah,
no
but,
one step on your brake. Everyone fucking step on the gas at the same time and go.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
But, you know, I mean, I think it has to do with some of the engineering here, you know. I mean, like, for example, near my house, there's a small street, okay? Now, small streets, usually when you try to turn into the main road, then you have to wait a while, right? I mean, those lights don't turn fast. Now, this small street goes into a very big street, very main street, and it always has precedence over the stoplights of the main street.
That's weird.
Always. I mean, sometimes the fucking light is just red and there's no cars there.
Well, that's when you make an executive decision and you just go.
But this is bad engineering. That's what I'm saying. I mean, these people are supposed to be really fucking smart, you know, and all this shit, and yet they can't figure out these small things.
You know what? I have a problem with the really smart people of the world. Like, we were doing an exercise in my bio class 2 days ago, and it was all about measurement and how Americans are kind of stupid and how we don't know, like, you know, the metric system.
The metric
we're stuck
system.
In our own system.
Yeah.
There was apparently a few years ago a huge mistake in NASA because our people didn't convert into the metric system, and there was, like, a total mistake on just measurement.
Really?
Because, like, we didn't bother, all the brilliant people of the world, like, didn't bother to think about, like, one of the little details.
Fuck.
And it's like, sometimes people can be so cerebral and, like, so, so absolutely brilliant that they're socially retarded and they can't fix the small problems.
Probably.
Like,
you know,
our
but,
traffic.
But there's also, I mean, you're talking about not just one person making the decisions here. You know, you have, like, people by committee and shit like this. Yes.
Yeah.
And they all make these fucking bad choices. And look, I know they don't have a lot to work with. I mean, there's many cars, there's everything, but you would expect, you know, that the top of the top people could figure out something, you know?
I know.
And they're not. They're not. You know, I mean, you still see fucking construction during rush hour, you know. You know, I mean, where's the logic there?
Like, even the PCH this summer, when I was actually commuting up to Malibu, like, every day, it's like, why would they choose to do all of, like, the construction repaving of the entire Pacific Coast Highway right in the middle of, like, 4th of July weekend? When it's like, everyone is going to the beach, everyone is going here, and it's like, the roads are just completely fucked.
Yeah.
And it's like, who planned that? I mean, really.
That is
in the height of tourist
you know?
Season and everything else, and it's just, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, and they got to do it at night, you know. And then there's some roads that are traveled a lot, and they don't fix them, you know. You go, like, you take Coldwater Canyon or something, okay? I mean, very heavily used. The road there is so bad that it fucks up your car when you drive there. And there's a lot of streets like that as well, you know.
It's
like
pretty
potholes
shitty.
And shit. I mean, the roads are crumbling. Nobody's doing anything about it, you know. So,
well, Sam for mayor.
Yeah.
We'll put you on TJ's show as one of the new up-and-coming mayors.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck, I could never do that. Who would want to?
I don't know. Those people are absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Something I meant to ask you yesterday, but I forgot to. When I was, like, running up here, I saw all the signs for the Body World exhibits. Have you been to one of those
yet? Yes, it was called something else. It was Body Works or something, and now it's Body World, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed them. But yes, I've been to it.
What did you think of it?
You know, it's pretty...
I went to it a couple of years ago, too.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy, but it's interesting. It really is interesting, you know. But they took, when you think about it, they take fucking cadavers, you know, and they
plastinize them or whatever that process is.
They skin them and shit. And
oh,
I know.
And they like slice them like almonds.
Yeah. But what I remember is fucking they put like lungs of a
smoker.
Yes,
of
healthy
a non-smoker.
Person.
Yes, that was exactly
and
what
a,
I brought.
And a coal mine
yes.
workers.
Uh-huh.
And fuck, man.
That was really scary.
That's
because
scary.
I was a chain smoker at that time in my life, and I was visiting my sister in Philadelphia, and it was my birthday, and I was like, what should I do by myself, you know, until I go out for the night? And I was like, I'll take myself to the Body World exhibit. I left that exhibit just kind of like paralyzed. And then at the end, you, did you notice they have like a sheet where you can kind of sign up to donate your body if you die to
oh,
science?
Really?
You can donate yourself at that moment in time.
Yeah.
Being like, if I bite it, you know, I want to be plasticized.
Yeah.
Here you go. Isn't that creepy?
Yeah, it is very creepy. You know, but I mean, it really gives us a good look at into biology, you know, and into human beings.
Biology, I know.
Yeah.
I've got my class tonight.
Did you have... Oh, so you only go Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Just Monday, Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's not that bad.
No, it's definitely not.
Guess who I talked to last night? My daughter called me.
She called you?
She called me.
Oh.
I mean, this is a fucking headline material.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she called you. What did you have to say?
Yeah, so it's cool, you know? I mean, she's like getting used to it. And
is she liking it or is she scared
yeah,
still?
Yeah, yeah. No, she loves it. She was never scared. No.
Really?
Yeah, she was never scared.
I'm such a dork. I get so scared on the first day of school. I've got like
really?
My pencil sharpened and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I'm afraid.
Well, maybe she was nervous, but I don't know about scared, you know? And
yeah.
It is college, you know? I mean, fuck, you know? But
so you guys had a nice conversation?
Yeah, it was pretty nice. It was Aww. Really cool, you know. So I'm thinking maybe this is what we need, you know.
Very
for
good.
Her to be away for a little bit, for us to get closer, you know.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Actually, my dad's girlfriend, speaking of dads, was listening to the show, and she was listening to yesterday's, and I just got a text being like, your dad does not think you're a flake. And I was like, actually, he did call me a flake on numerous occasions, and she's like, oh. And I was like, this time, and this time, and this time, and then she was like, okay, well, maybe a couple of times he's called you a flake. And I'm like, yes. So, good old fathers.
Yeah. You know, we've got to put a ban on all family members not to be listening to the station.
Or to the
show.
I would agree with that.
You know? I mean, I've been getting some flack at home, too, you know. And it's not pleasant, you know.
I thought you forbid everyone to listen.
I do. But they don't give a shit.
You've got to put your foot down.
They listen anyway. I know.
Maybe this is still why I haven't heard from my mother. Aww.
Maybe we can isolate their computer and disconnect it or something.
I think that would be a grand idea.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Family members, friends, you should not be listening. Because we say a lot of stuff.
definitely not for the virgin ears. So, do we have any guests coming in today?
We were supposed to. And I tried to confirm last night. And I got the email
Shot
this
down.
Morning like that she didn't write it down.
Oh.
Yeah.
People, get a BlackBerry. Get an iPhone.
Yeah. So, she didn't have a car to come. And... you know what? It's like usually I will reschedule with someone, but you know what I started to think, Susie? If I knew that I was going to have an interview in a radio station, I would be sure I fucking remembered it.
Absolutely.
It would be a big deal.
Absolutely.
You know? And, I mean, you can't just like fucking flake out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't just do that and then hope you'll be invited again.
I know.
You know. So,
I was actually hoping when I had my first interview with you that you weren't going to flake out on me because I know I responded with like my little bio about myself and then you responded. You're like, great, when can you come in?
Uh-huh.
And then I felt badly because I wasn't going to be able to come in for like 10 days.
Right.
And I was like, he's going to forget all about me by the time 10 days go around. Meanwhile, those 10 days, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Oh my God, I'm so scared. Oh my God, I want to puke. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I want to have an orgasm. Ah, what do I do? And then, like, even the morning of, I was talking about it last night at a little dinner party we had with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, that's another thing I have to tell you. But I was telling them, I was like, thank you guys so much, because they were the ones that I was dropping off at the airport today.
Right.
They were the ones that really kind of pushed me to do this.
Really?
Like, the morning of my interview, I woke up, and I called them, and I'm like, I'm not going, I'm scared, I'm not a morning person, I'm going back to bed. And they were all like, Susie, get your lazy ass up, get in the shower, and get to that fucking station now. And I was like... do I have to? And they're like, yes. And so I have them to thank for pushing
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, thank goodness for them.
Into this. Oh, but so this is what I wanted to tell you. Last night, so we're up at their house in Malibu, and all of a sudden the father tells us that he's having two other people for dinner, a couple.
Right.
And we're kind of like, oh, great. You know, the girls are packing. We don't want this random, like, old couple that we don't know. We're going to have to make small talk with. Turns out the guy, the husband, Jeff, and I'm not going to say his last name, mm-hmm. but he was head of UCLA's communications program for a very long time, mm-hmm. and he has worked in every presidential administration except for this current one, doing communications, mm-hmm. and now he's touring the world talking about internet radio and broadcasting.
Really?
Like, this is a major, major
Whoa.
Contender in this world that we're kind of living in here.
Wow.
And so I had no idea that this is what he did, and I went to sit down with him and his wife, and they didn't drink, of course. I'm like, can I get anyone a cocktail? As I've got two in either hand, and they're both like, oh, no, we don't drink. I'm like, more for me, thank
yeah,
you very
exactly.
much.
Yeah, exactly, you drink for them, too.
But, you know, it's always kind of awkward when you're at, like, a dinner party and something, and then your guests are the only ones that aren't drinking.
Yeah. Because
then you kind of just feel like, okay. And I watched the woman's eyes every time she would look over at me pouring a new glass. She was just kind of like, tisk, tisk, tisk. And maybe I'm totally projecting, but anyway, so I start telling her husband what I do, and he's like, no, really, I'm very interested in what you do about the radio show.
Uh-huh.
And I would tell a little bit more, and he's like, no, really, I am extremely interested in this. And he's like, do you want to know why? And then he told me why, and I was like, oh, really? I was like, this is fascinating. I'm like, well, maybe when you're not so busy touring, you could be a guest on our show.
Yeah.
And he said, he's like, absolutely, he would love to help us out if we ever wanted to have a bigwig like this. He's,
sure.
It's pretty cool.
Of course.
But...
We invite everybody.
We invite everyone.
Yeah.
I did tell him it was not for virgin ears, but that we could be serious on occasion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when guests come in, we respect them.
Yes, yes. You know? We try very hard.
And I mean, we're not dirty people, you know?
We're just fun-loving.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anything goes.
Yeah, we just say whatever the fuck we want.
I know, and I love it.
And then what happens is sometimes you get... If you remember, we had this young... singer from New York. Her name was Lorelai. Do you remember
that?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. She called in.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't from New York. She was from the South. No, D.C. She lived in D.C.
Oh, D.C.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We kept pushing her to go to New York.
Oh, okay. That's right. So, yeah, because I've spoken to so many singers, I guess, from back mm-hmm. East that I get it all confused. But at any rate, so her publicist or agent asked me if they could edit the show. And I
no.
said, yeah, sure. So just take out her part and...
Because oh,
they probably
so funny.
Don't want to present everything that happened before or after.
Oh, no. I know. I do remember our conversation going a little bit downhill before she even got on the air.
Yeah.
That's so, and also, you sent me the news, the G-N-O-O-Z-E clip.
Yes. Did you see that?
I finally had a chance to look at it last night.
Uh-huh.
And they totally butchered my interview. I mean, there's the very beginning picture of me and the girl saying, you know, do you find this to be a very important, serious issue? And I'm standing there, like, bouncing my boobs. I'm going, uh-huh. You know, I have cute, perky, fun boobs. I'm like, whatever. I totally want to show them. And I was just kind of saying that to be kind of funny and just like ironic about the whole situation. And that, but then I turned into my serious interview
right.
self after that. And she totally cut up my interview and
really?
Just had me be like, uh-huh, bouncing
well,
my boobs.
Yeah. Well, they had to edit it out, but yeah, now you see what it's like to be on TV. You
but
know?
That cracked me up the way they did that
really?
For every single interview. Because she would ask me and she's like, do you think this is the most, the single most important issue confronting women's rights these days? And I was like, no, absolutely not. And then she would ask Nadine. Nadine is like, absolutely. It's like burying your boobies is the most important thing for American
yeah.
women right now.
For them it is.
Really?
Yeah. I think these people are brainwashed. I really do.
Oh, I know.
Like all cults.
If people want to check out that interview, it really is quite funny. And I like the way they actually did all the cutting and editing, even though it made me look like a complete ditz.
Yeah.
It's at www.gnooze.com. So...
Yeah, but there's a slash something. They're not going to find it
well,
right there.
Well, like slash and then topless. I don't know. Look up topless in Venice.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure there aren't that many days in Venice.
I mean, my son wanted me to put the link on the website, but I didn't think it was appropriate. I mean, do you want to see do you want the whole world to see you like that? I guess you do,
I don't
huh?
care.
You don't care.
You know, I'm not really... My nipples are covered, whatever. Not that
right.
I really care about that anyway, because you
exactly.
can usually see them through my sheer shirt.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm
Maybe
very comfortable with my
if
body.
Yeah, if people want to see you being interviewed.
People can go to my link on my website.
Parade. That's true.
So they
How's
can
your
go
website
through?
Coming along? You happy? You've got SusieRally.com.
I know, I do.
And I saw the way Eric set it up. It's pretty cool.
You like that?
You definitely have a full life there to fill a whole fucking website, you know?
Well, he's extremely creative with doing things like that, and I completely am not, and I'm a computer idiot, therefore I kind of left it all in his hands. Mm-hmm. And actually, he just completely surprised me with that. He asked me to come down to his studio one day, and he said he had a present for me, and usually that means he's got tons of clothes, because he works at a design studio, and he's got, like, ridiculous cashmere sweaters that are just piled up in the corner, and I'm like, oh, I'll have one of these and one of those, and oh, I'll take two sizes in case I get fat and then skinny again. But so I assumed it was going to be closed when I got there, and lose power?
No, our lights just turned off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's automatic lights, and I guess when there's no movement, it turns itself
off. No movement. I'm in the studio. I can't bouncing around in this chair like who knows. So anyway, I show up at the studio and he's like, I hope you don't kill me. He's like, but I totally made you a website. Wow. I'm like, that's really neat.
Yeah, it's really nice. Let's see, we got someone calling. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
It's Morgan calling to say hi to Susie.
Hi, Ms. Morgan. This is the my lovely lady that I just drove to the airport.
Oh.
I was just thoroughly robbed at the airport. I feel very violated right now.
Oh, they violated you? No.
My surfboard charged me $200.
Shut up. They charged you $200 for a surfboard?
Wow.
Yeah, like, the lady was really nice, and she was going to let me, like, just charge me for the surfboard, which is normally $100. But then, like, the manager came over and was all grumpy and was like, no, it's an extra bag. It's her third bag, so she also has to pay another $100. I'd pay $200
to
get my
baby.
Surfboard.
That sucks.
Wow.
Those airlines are rapists.
Yeah.
Don't bend over.
$100 for lunch now.
Where are you taking your surfboard to?
To Canada with me.
Oh. Where do you surf in Canada? In the friggin' lake or something?
Yeah, you can surf lake surfing, and it's all wind, and then I have some friends who live on the coast, and my sister lives in British Columbia, so I'll probably take it around with me and surf like a penguin. She's in cold water.
She's also been my surf instructor this summer,
that's the one. Oh, okay,
wonderful.
Morgan, so you supposedly are very beautiful too, right?
I'm okay.
She's drop-dead gorgeous.
I'm not too hard on the eyes.
Well, that's good. So you're supposed to come into the studio sometime. Now you're going back to Canada. How are we ever going to see you now?
I know. I'm so bummed. She and her cousin Lizzie were supposed to come in, and we kind of ran out of time with them. But so she's going to have to come in when she comes back.
Yes, I will definitely, when I come back, come in.
You're going to school in Montreal?
I'm just outside of Montreal, yeah.
Oh, cool. Is this your first, second year?
It's my third year. It's my junior year.
Oh, your third year. Wow.
She's one of my youngin' friends.
She's still a baby.
I know, but she's actually the most grown-up baby I know.
I'm sure. So how long have you been surfing, Morgan?
Since I was, like, a little kid, but I've really been surfing, like training and, like, really surfing since I would say, like, when I was 13.
Wow. Are you a California girl?
I am a California girl. I'm a glorified hippie.
Wow.
She's my beautiful hippie chick.
Really?
Has Susie talked at all about her surfing experiences?
No. Well, you did say something, right? Once,
Morgan,
I don't even
Morgan,
remember.
You could tell everyone.
Yeah, what kind of experience?
A great surfer. Just, she has an absolute fear, and I have an absolute fear of seaweed.
I don't like the seaweed.
That's right. She mentioned that, yeah.
It tries to get me.
It's actually at the point where, like, one day we wanted to go swimming together in the ocean, and Susie was so afraid that I literally gave her a piggyback ride until we were deep enough that we had to swim. And then she thought that there was seaweed everywhere, and she literally, like, undid her bathing suit top thinking it was seaweed. And was, like, flailing it around in the ocean.
So I'm flailing around in the ocean topless. I threw it away with the seaweed, and I'm like, oh my God, get the seaweed off of me. Meanwhile, it was just my bathing suit tie.
Yeah.
And the lifeguards are whistling, and they're like, beep, beep, beep. And I'm just like, fuck, I hate everyone right now.
Wow. Have you ever surfed?
It's very funny.
Morgan, have you ever had a chance to surf in Hawaii?
No, I have never had a chance to go there yet, but I'm hoping to very soon.
Yeah, I would think any serious surfer wants to go to Hawaii and do some...
It's kind of like Mecca. You got to go at one point and make the pilgrimage.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Where have you done surfing around the world?
I've been Mexico, Costa Rica, the Virgin Islands, pretty much just the Caribbean a lot. But a lot of Mexico.
A lot of Mexico, very nice. Yeah. And you guys were supposed to go up to Mexico this weekend, but you stayed in San Diego, right?
Yeah, we went to San Diego instead. We were worried that our car would get stolen in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't bother. I, I don't see the desire in going to Mexico at
all. And by the way, Morgan, I did not crash your car on the way to the radio station, even though I drove it like a mad woman. So it's safe in the parking spot.
Though.
You what?
You got there, though, which makes me happy.
Yes, yes, I definitely got here.
Yeah.
I was about to kill you for forgetting your phone. Ah! And then she was the one that tried to kill us going up the hill again. Ah! Anyway.
So, was it Morgan that forgot the phone?
It was Morgan that forgot the phone.
Oh, Morgan. What are we going
to
do?
I was guilty. I got right to the bottom of the canyon. I'm like, oh, no, my phone is at the house. And then I drove like a mad woman up the canyon. Susie's like, I'm going to get out of the car. If you don't drive slower, you're going to kill us.
And this is coming from a mad woman driver myself.
Exactly,
it's
yeah.
so different when you're in the passenger seat. When you don't have control.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's like that.
Oh.
It is like
especially
that.
Especially when you're next to like the cliff, you know?
Yeah.
Excuse
I know, it's pretty scary. Yeah, it's really scary there. So,
yeah.
Now, do you have a boyfriend or something back in Montreal?
No, I'm leading a single life happily right now. But you never know, with school that may change.
That's a nice way of saying she wants to be whoring around.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. I mean,
and I'm young and I want to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
My motto.
Yeah, what's the rush, you know?
Morgan wants to get into communications too, though, Sam, and eventually she wants to be a serious journalist.
Really?
Yeah.
So
is that what
I
you take at school?
Travel around the world and write.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Is that what you're taking in school now?
No, I'm taking political science, and then I'm hopefully going to go to journalism grad school.
Political science.
I want to write Susie's book. That's my current project.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're supposed to be the ghostwriter, right?
Yes. So we were talking last night at dinner, and it was like, well, instead of me repeating some of my crazy stories, you can just listen to the archives of the Sam and Susie show.
There you go. Her whole life is laid before you.
Not completely.
It's great information just there whenever I need it, you know?
There you go.
Good.
There you go.
Well, you've got the copyright.
That's it, Sam. You will be in the thanking credits.
What's that? I didn't understand. What?
Oh, I said when you write the book, we'll thank you in the credits for helping archive all this information for me.
Yeah, well, I better be in the fucking book. What do you mean you're going to give me credit?
You are going to be in the book. That's
good.
True.
Good.
You are part of Susie's life, so yeah. It needs to be archived.
Yeah, and yeah, maybe I'll do the foreword in the book.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. big teamwork project.
Yeah, Susie definitely has a book and a couple sequels in her. I'm sure.
It'll be like the Narnia series, but it'll be the Susie series.
Yeah. Oh God!
And not so much for children.
Definitely not for children. Not for children's ears at all.
Yeah. Well, Morgan.
I see a line forming at the airport. I feel like it may be my time.
Okay, well, we'll save some questions for you when you come in the studio. When are you going to be here again?
I'm not sure, but I'm hoping that I will be able to make it back this fall semester, at least for like a couple of days, come see Susie and go surfing again. So hopefully in a couple of months.
Cool. Wonderful. Okay.
All right, beautiful girl. Fly safely.
Okay, well, thanks.
Have some drinks first class for me. We will.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
See, now, if she had an iPhone, she could be listening to us.
I know.
I think she was trying to call. The number looked familiar when you still hadn't come in yet.
Oh.
So she probably thought you were already in or she wanted to check in.
She wanted to call and tell you that I was coming.
Yeah, but she called right during the break, so I didn't get it. But yeah, you see, I mean, if you have the iPhone, you could be listening to us right now from anywhere.
Anywhere. I still have to figure out, you're going to have to hold my hand and take me through the tutorial of getting my iPod Touch to do these things.
You can do it. Just
I know.
Go,
I just
Just follow the link on our main page.
Okay.
And it lets you sign up, okay? You just like, you give your email address.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. And then they send you a thing to with a link.
Okay.
It comes in. Do you get email?
On my iPhone?
Yes.
No, I get it on my BlackBerry, but I have the internet on the, well, I have the iPod Touch.
No, but
Touch.
The iPod Touch, doesn't that get email?
I don't know. I've never really used it for the internet.
Mm.
So that's why I'm just kind of like, I don't know what to do with it.
I think it has everything the iPhone does except the phone.
Yes, I agree with that.
Right? And it has more storage. So yeah, you'd be able to do that just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's all you have to do, really, is go to their website. And once it's there, then it's always going to be in your browser. You just click on the favorite. You go there. It asks you what station you want to listen to.
And that's obviously, it. Ours.
Yeah, you know. And so that's all there is to it, you know. So it's really a setup that takes less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then you can listen to it anywhere, which is amazing, even in the car. I bought a little wire thing, and I connect it to my auxiliary input in the car.
Kind of like an iPod adapter thing?
Yes, and then I can listen to it in through the radio.
Live or downloaded?
The car radio. No, live. We're talking about live.
Because I've got a thing in my car that automatically plays my iPod through my speakers. It's built into the car. I could charge an iPhone on it and everything.
Right. So you have the full-on adapter. This one is just the audio adapter.
Well, I wonder if mine would work.
So you just get the sound. Yeah.
That would be unreal.
Why wouldn't it? Of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited
about
this.
Yeah, try it. Yeah, bring your phone sometime. I'll show you how to set it up.
Okay.
Or your iPod Touch.
See, Franz gets so mad at me because I have an issue. Like I hate reading directions because I get distracted. I get halfway through them and then I go to do something else. Or even with the recipe, I'll get halfway through it and I'll be like, I don't need the rest of the ingredients and I'll just try and bake it anyway. And and like even like things like changing a tire. It's not that I can't do them. It's that I just have a hard time following through on them. So it's much easier if someone actually holds my hand and guides me through it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need a nanny sometimes.
It's that short attention span.
Or a manny. Yeah. I would like a manny out
you
there.
You want a manny?
Yes.
Yeah. You've been getting any lately?
Actually, no. I stayed up in Malibu last night.
That's
and the Franz
right.
is still on my shit list for not coming home yesterday.
Yeah.
I did go to the house briefly before I went up to Malibu, and he was like, giving me a sad puppy dog face, and he was trying to like give me kisses on my arm as I walked out the door, and I was like, don't even. And then I got a text message from him being like, I miss you, come back. And I'm like, no. Well, I'm ignoring him now. So.
What a relationship you guys have, my God.
I know.
It's interesting.
No, it's not.
Okay. Interesting is not necessarily a good thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, on another note, I wanted to put it out there that if anyone knows of a new gig for me, I recently got laid off yesterday.
You
from
did?
My nannying job. Yeah.
Why?
Well, the husband, he quit his job because he's starting up his own company, and he did it rather suddenly and kind of surprised both the mom and me. And so they've obviously had to be making some changes to their financial situation.
Right.
I think they just sold their share in the boat, and they'd let go of their housekeeper and their gardeners, and I was kind of the last one.
Yeah.
But the mom and I had a discussion yesterday, and she's like, we've been racking our brains, but we just don't know what to do. And but then all of a sudden she came back to me this morning and was like, well, why don't you move in with us? And I was like, I just signed my lease. I'm just getting like mentally prepared to be living in Bel Air and moving in with my other crazy lizard lady. And it's like, too many changes going on at once. And I don't know.
Okay, so help out Susie.
So
she's reaching out.
Yeah. If anyone has any kids they need taken care of. I guess this is not the best avenue for that.
Yeah. Well, you might. I mean, if you cook and do the cleaning and stuff, I'm sure I could find you somewhere.
I cook. Right? I don't like the cleaning. I do like cleaning.
No. Yeah.
I don't mind doing the dishes if I mess them up.
Yeah. So you'd rather be a nanny, not a maid, really?
Oh, hell yeah. I ain't no maid, Sam. Absolutely not.
No, I don't know, because I know some people that their kids are taken care of by the maid.
Yes. You know, well, so. And also when you look on Craigslist, you see a lot of ads that are just like, oh, you know, we want a nanny that is our full-time maid. And it's like, how can I be your full-time child care taker if I'm cleaning up all the time?
Right.
It's like, I'd like to focus my attention on the kids and, like, you know, do their homework or do the reading with them instead
of,
you know, scrubbing your whatever, your bathtub.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to brush up my pretty little nails anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But
also bartending gigs. Also bartending gigs.
Oh, so you don't bartend
in.
There anymore at the place you were?
No, I quit that right before I got this job.
I see, okay.
It wasn't, that was more of a daytime bartending job, and it wasn't really compatible with the schedule.
I see, okay.
So I'm just working for the catering company right now.
Okay.
But I'll be doing the Emmys and fun events like that.
That's cool.
I know.
So why don't you find like another bar in the evening or something?
That's what I'm, now I'm put in a position where I kind of have to,
because
it's a lucrative profession where I can make a lot of money. But at the same time, you know, a lot of the places where you do make a lot of money, you've got to be up late at night, and you also kind of have to be like the bitch of the bar, and I don't know. A lot of places in LA, they're not like my old bar Maddie's. They really aren't.
What's a bitch?
Well, I mean, like, they're...
What'd you say, a bitch what?
Like, I would have to be their bitch.
A bitch of the bar.
The bitch of the bar.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. For instance, like my old bar in Malibu, like the bosses were really not... They weren't very good if you were going to be 2 minutes late because there was an accident on the PCH and you called and said, I'm going to be 2 minutes late. As soon as you walked in the door, you know, they would have a write-up for you. And if you get 3 write-ups, you're fired. And it's like, listen, I'm not in kindergarten.
Yeah.
So
what
long
the
as
fuck?
If I call the other bartender and say, can you stay 2 minutes late? It shouldn't matter so long as everything's covered and the restaurant runs in an efficient manner, in my mind.
Right.
And that's the way things were run back in Marblehead, Massachusetts, and I just really liked it because everyone kind of helped each other out. Here in LA, like, people are just not accountable for themselves, I found, and people don't want to help each other out, so bars just become like dictators. Yeah. It's like, you must be here at this time. You must wear this. You must bend over this many times for the customers.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I double that.
Yeah. You see, I think there's a lot of warm people in this town, but the town makes you cold, you know?
And, I like that way of thinking.
You know, yeah, because, I mean, you can see, you know, when people don't know each other, they're mean to each other here.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't see that in other places, you know?
You definitely don't.
You know, and it's almost like people resent each other.
Yeah, and people just don't really trust anyone here, and I kind of found that out just like being in the job market when I first moved here. It's like everywhere you go, everyone wants to do a background check. Every apartment you move into, people are doing a background check, a security check.
Right,
and I understand that, especially in a place as transient as LA, where you have people that are literally like me, gypsies, and they're coming and going, and you don't know if they're going to like trash the place when they leave. But I don't know, back on the East Coast, people just really seem to have trusted each other more. And they're just not always suspicious of you and the negative in you.
Yeah.
They kind of like look for the positive.
Yeah, I think there's more cohesiveness in other places, like the way you're describing.
Yeah.
You know, people feel a little closer. But here, there's a total disconnect.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Unless you get to meet people, and you get to meet them closer and personally, and then you realize they're really nice people, really warm people.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, shit, everybody on the station is like super nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if we were on...
But none of them are from California.
No, but it's the city. You don't have to be born here to be like that.
I know.
I mean, I feel I'm like that, too. You know, it just... the place makes you that way.
I know. I'm trying not to let it make me that way.
Yeah?
I'm trying to keep my friendly Susie going. Yeah. But,
Cool. Well, let's take a little break.
Yes, I need some water.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
Va bene, Miss Napoli, time for your question. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Catholics can't locate the Vatican City on a world map. What do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
Huh?
Because some people out there in our nation don't have maps.
What?
And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as.
Where and the hell is a such as?
I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. U.S. Or should help South Africa.
South Africa.
It should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future.
Grazie, Miss Napoli. Oof, thank God that thou shalt not be an idiot. This is one of the commandments, huh?
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hope to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil. He knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, well they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. walk away. Circumstances made them stay. Much too late to break away. Oh, they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, and they locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end, there's nobody to blame. No, there's never anyone to blame. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, they locked themselves away.
This is George Takei, and I am truly excited to have Sam and Susie in the Morning on my internet radio. Those two are a hoot. I swear if I was heterosexual, I'd ask Susie out on a date. Of course, I'm homosexual, so I'll be asking Sam out instead. Oh my. And now let's get back to Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
And we're back.
We're back with a vengeance.
You usually go first.
Well, it's your show too.
I always kind of wait for you to cue me in on that.
I'm like really tired, you know. And the amazing thing, you know what I don't understand is the previous night I slept 4.5 hours. Okay.
And you looked like you were going to die yesterday.
Right.
No offense.
Now, last night I slept 6 hours.
And you're even more tired.
I'm more tired. I got up. It was harder for me to get up this morning than it was the day before.
You know, that's happened to me my whole life, and I'm sure it happens to like a lot of people. It's like you usually, it's like, I don't know, if you're used to only getting a few hours of sleep and all of a sudden you get a lot more, even though it's only like 2 hours more, I mean, it'll totally destroy you.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to kind of have a consistent sleep schedule, Sam.
Probably.
It's very important.
Probably. But, you know, I tend
to
think...
Dr. Susie says.
Yeah. But I think just from experience, I realize that it doesn't matter what time you go to bed. What matters is what time you get up, you know? And if you have to get up at 5 and it's still dark outside, it's going to be hard, no matter if you slept 10 hours or 4.
There is nothing more depressing for me than getting up when it's still dark out. That
really?
Was the one thing I hated most about the military.
Really?
Oh, those fucking drill sergeants, where they would come in, and I mean, they're not nice when they wake you up at all. I mean, they can come up and gently, like, you know, blow a whistle or turn the lights on. Instead, they scream and they're like, get out of bed.
Yeah.
They can't curse you anymore, but then next thing you know, you're doing push-ups, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's pitch black out, and you're just totally lost.
Wow.
And you're like, why the fuck did I do this?
I know. But no, it's already dark outside at around 5:30 in the morning. Because
you really
the days
have
are
to
getting
be up
shorter.
That early?
Yes, I do, Susie.
Really?
I do.
You can't put things on autopilot? I'm serious.
No, I mean, there's some things you can't do on autopilot, you know. I mean, yeah, I have to plan the day, you know. You have to program the station pretty much. You know?
Can't program it
allow
like a month
everything.
In advance?
No.
It's an everyday kind of thing?
Yeah, it's an everyday thing.
That is a commitment. You might as well be married to this.
I know, I am.
Forget the wife.
Yeah. But no, she's actually helping me out with uploading the archives and stuff. So that took a little weight off my shoulders, which is nice.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, so it helps me a little bit. But there's still a lot to do, you know. I mean, what are you going to say? What are you going to do?
I know. Uh-oh, I'm vibrating. Sorry. Yeah. I know you don't like extraneous noise in the studio.
Whatever. I didn't really hear it. Oh, it was on vibrate.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, on vibrate. Shut up.
So, speaking of vibrators.
Yes. Right up my alley.
Right up your alley. Not speaking of vibrators, but you know, your friend we talked about yesterday, so she accepted my friendship thing on Facebook, that's cool.
Oh, Faraday.
Right.
Yes.
Now, what kind of a name is that? Is that like Farah? Is that what she calls herself?
No, she just goes by Faraday.
Really?
Yeah, she said that name her whole life.
I've never heard that name before.
It's, you know, her mom is from South Africa, so maybe it has something to do with that, perhaps? I don't know. She's kind of she's got an interesting story. Like I told you yesterday, we grew up together. We had the same manager for a little while because she was looking for a new one, and I kind of, you know, hooked her up with mine. But for as beautiful as she is, she actually didn't really do that well in the modeling and commercial business. You know, she did like a little bit of basic modeling, but really nothing like too much. And then commercials, we would always go on auditions together. We would both get callbacks together, and then I would always get the gig.
Really?
And to this day, she still freaks out and tells everyone, she's like, Susie always got all my commercials. If Susie hadn't been there, like, I would have gotten it.
I know. Doesn't it always happen? I remember when I was young, like maybe 13, I went for an audition. And
in Israel?
Yes.
Okay.
For a movie. And I took, so they were scouting for people, and I thought, and this was like to be a main role.
Okay.
And so I took my friend with me, and I go there. They didn't give a shit about me, but they liked him. They spent a lot more time with him.
That's always the way it goes.
It felt like shit, you know? I mean, you go, what the fuck, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's happened to me before, like, with my sister. Like, we both played the piano, but she plays the piano, like, way better than I do. And so we went to this audition, and, you know, she wasn't modeling or doing commercials. She would just kind of come along with me. She was the smart one. She did a lot of homework.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden they call her in for the Charmin commercial, and she's like, what? Because she just went up and started playing the piano that was outside before she went into the audition. They're like, you, inside, now. And she's like, but I don't know how to do this. And they're like, just shut up and play the piano and look cute. And so she totally did that. And you know what I mean? She just wasn't there for the role, but it worked out for her.
Yeah. I know. I wonder why that happens, you know? I mean, it's like...
It's a funky business out there. I will say that.
It really is, you know? And they have something in mind that they're looking for.
Every time.
And, you know... But why is it always your friend?
It's not always the friend. I was always the friend that got it.
Yeah, I guess.
Actually, you know, I think we should post up in the link. I think we should post up a couple of my commercials for Shits and Giggles.
That's true. When you were young.
The ones I showed you,
When you were a kid, that was funny.
Did I show... what did I show you? Just the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. I did, and then I had like 10 Wendy's commercials that I did.
Really?
Wendy's kids meals are just for kids.
Oh, kid. I love Wendy's.
Wendy's is my favorite fast food.
That's my only fast food that I'll go to, or at least for hamburgers, you know? I mean, I won't go to McDonald's, not Burger King, not because they're all like disgust me when I go in there. You know, it's never clean, but Wendy's is always clean.
Mm-hmm.
Good service, you know, and it,
service with a smile.
Yeah, you know, and it always looks nice inside, you know. It's not like, I mean, I don't know what happened to McDonald's and all these places.
McDonald's is the only place that has really good chicken nuggets and honey mustard, though. It makes me want to puke talking about it now, but I really like the chicken nuggets.
Wait, you think their nuggets are better than Wendy's?
Well,
have you tried Wendy's nuggets?
I have tried Wendy's nuggets, but...
When I'm getting the
McDonald's nugget, like I totally just think I don't think it's chicken because I know it's not chicken. It's just kind of like some spongy substitute that like is coated in something that's fried, and I basically use it as a vehicle to eat the honey mustard.
Yeah.
Because I like the honey mustard so much. It's obscenely good.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I gotta tell you, I never eat chicken nuggets, but at Wendy's I gotta have them every time for dessert. They are the fucking best with ranch dressing. Oh my god.
Everyone in California is obsessed with ranch.
Yes.
It is such a California thing.
Yeah, and it hasn't always been this way. It's just a few years ago it started.
And it's not like, I mean, I think of California as a relatively like health conscious place. And I mean, when I was growing up, I was allowed like 1 teaspoon of like vinegar on my salad a week.
Really?
Like that was it for calories. And then people here just like, oh, I felt awful. Like, but when I was in the restaurant business, people would come up and I would have this obese woman sit down and she's like, can I get 5 more sides of ranch? And I'm like, oh, with my fried pickles. And I'm like, oh sweetheart, please. A, you don't need the fried pickles. You need carrot sticks and maybe that's it. And then she's like, more ranch, please. And I'm just watching her just like, blah, 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 as it globs through her. I'm imagining it just like going straight into her arteries. And ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know why people in California do that. It kind of grosses me out.
Yeah. I don't know how that is. But you know, I mean, yeah, fast food for the most part is gross, you know. Mm. But some places are cool. So you did a lot of commercials for Wendy's.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember the Where's the Beef commercial, or were you too young for
that?
Yeah,
no, I do remember Where's the Beef commercial. When they had the big Wendy's, like, square burger.
Yeah.
That was, like, actually meat.
Yeah.
I used to love fucking with all the people at the shoots because I remember the first commercial I got for them, you know, I had a full set of teeth. And yeah. then I lost one of my teeth going into it to do one of the shoots. And so, like, there was a close-up of me with the hamburger as I'm, like, smiling my face and jumping kind of towards the camera with the big burger. Uh-huh. And then they were like, oh, this is perfect. The directors are, like, so excited in the background. And then I loosened my flipper because I had a fake tooth with the glued to a retainer. Uh-huh. And so right as I got up to my close-up, I, like, spit my tooth out. And the producers were like, oh, no, she's ruined the shoot. Oh, my God, this is an emergency. Like, what are we going to do? Like, we're going to have to wait until she gets a new tooth and blah, 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 and continue filming later. Because, like, a little thing like that can just set back casting.
But they have to have you? I mean, can they just choose to take somebody else?
No, I'd already signed everything else, you know what I mean? All the papers.
Yeah, but they can say, look, you know, you're not giving us the appearance that
they thought
they
still would have had to pay me. But, but you know, I just showed them it was a joke and everything moved on, as usual. But I don't know, little things like that that kids do sometimes are just kind of amusing for everyone.
Yeah. But I remember that Where's the Beef commercial. It was so funny with that. Her name was Clara something. She just died recently. It was in the news. But yeah, she was like a nobody, but she was just so funny. And they would show her getting a hamburger at some competing place, and the patty was like half the size of the bun, right?
Like a little floppy disk.
Yeah, and she goes, "Where's the beef?" And it became like a national thing, you know?
It's like, well, the Life commercial, like, "Where's Mikey? Give it to Mikey. He'll eat it."
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
Mikey likes it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's Mikey Cheerios? Today? No, Life cereal.
Oh, Life cereal. That's right.
Yeah. Actually, I had a friend that was on one of the boxes of the Life cereal for a while.
Really?
Matthew Siegel. I wonder where he is. All these people I would love to track down.
I know. I would love that. I mean, I would love like a high school reunion. But,
what do you do for that? Like, if
I don't. I mean, I went to high school here.
And you've never gone?
No.
Why not?
You know what? Why? Because my senior year, I went to a night school. You know,
okay.
So. Although it was in the same location as one of the high schools, it was in Vegas. I was living in Vegas at the time.
Oh, okay.
But it was a night school, so there wasn't really that much stuff going on, you know, that you'd want a reunion with anybody there. But yeah, you know, so I sort of like fell through the cracks, you know. I mean, if I finished just at a regular school here, or if I did my high school in Israel,
so
I would be able to.
So you didn't go to a senior prom?
No.
So you didn't have a traditional senior year at
no,
all?
No, no fucking shit. Yeah.
My senior prom, I had two girls for dates.
Really?
One on either arm. That was awesome.
That's cool.
Instead of being crowned like king and queen, we were crowned queen and queen.
Yeah.
And we were given out golden Barbies that we painted, that we kind of bronzed, kind of like, I don't know, the Golden Globes or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was really funny. Everyone's like, why do you even have a prom at like an all-girls lesbian school? We had two boys like at the entire event, which they must have felt so out of place. Oh, those good old days. Yeah, I've got some bad memories from like various proms that I went to with boys. Like one, I don't know, I was in ninth grade and one of my mom's friend's sons invited me to a junior prom at this school.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the girls at that school hated me and I really was just kind of like, oh, I don't want to go, but I'm going to go anyway. And so I got this adorable dress and it turned out I was actually grounded the night of the prom thing. So I had to be back by midnight, which is no fun at all.
Yeah.
But
wow.
But so one of my favorite party tricks when I'm at a dance is I'm really good at limbo. I've got a really flexible spine and I can get all the way down. I mean, I can get down, Sam.
Limbo? A dance or
what's
something?
What's limbo?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's when you hold the stick on either side and then, you know, everyone makes a line and they go through and you have to go under it backwards.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know the name for
it. And then the stick gets lowered and then you just keep going lower. So I'm at this prom and I'm like, you know, I'm going to show everyone up with my limbo skills. And so I start going through the line. And all of a sudden, I get all the way back and my dress, the straps pop.
Oh,
and my dress
God.
Goes completely down. And my little boobies are exposed.
Oh.
And that was at a time in my life where I wasn't so confident with my my small little A's. And I was just so embarrassed. And I was like, take me home now. This is so mortifying. Uh-huh. And all of the catty girls were just dying laughing.
Wow.
Pretty shitty. Funny. Pretty shitty how girls treat each other out there, I will say.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, girls can be mean.
Girls can be really, really mean.
Wow.
Really, really mean. I've had some horrible things done to me just for being, like, perky. Really? Like, that will be the excuse they give me for being complete bitches.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I had one girl, like, threatened to kill me with a knife, like, in sixth grade because I was too perky. I was like, that's really not a good reason.
It bothered her?
It bothered her that much.
She must have been very envious, you know. She probably wanted to be like that and couldn't.
Yeah. She was also jealous, I don't know, of the commercial aspect of it. And I told you, well, actually, I don't know if I told you, but she came up to me and she made fun of me because I had auditioned for a tampon commercial. And she would, like, run around school, like, chasing me, saying, just stick it up there. Just stick it up there, Susie. Just stick it up there. And I, like, you know, I was kind of like a skinny kid and I didn't want to be harassed. And I would kind of, like, run away from her as she was chasing me down the hall.
Uh-huh.
But then one day my mom, like, told me to turn around and be like, you know, if you're so jealous of this, you know, I'm so, you know, I'm so embarrassed of the Just Stick It Up There commercial when I get the check in the mail. I'm dying laughing on the way to the bank. And that kind of shut her up for a while.
Cool.
But,
let's take a call.
Good
morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
My name is Dave. I'm calling for Susie.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, there she is.
Oh, my goodness.
What's happening?
Not too much. Where are you calling from? Tell everyone.
Yeah, oh, where am I calling from? I'm calling from Boston, Mass. I'm an old friend of Susie's.
I couldn't tell with that accent.
You couldn't, huh?
Are you in touch with Susie? When was the last time you spoke?
Damn, what's happening? What's that?
When was the last time you spoke to Susie?
The last time I spoke to Susie, let me see. She's been a while, but I get text messages and stuff from her. And
I see
all the stuff that she's doing.
So you're in contact with her. So
I am in contact with her. Yeah, I'm. I just heard from her mother. She wants to know what the fuck she is doing.
Liar.
With beer caps on her nipples. What is going on?
There you go, man.
That's what I told her. I said, this is wrong. I don't know what the fuck's happened to her. She's this nice girl. She went out to L.A. Now she's really fucked up. I don't know.
Totally nuts.
Dave, you're lying. I've always been totally nuts, and that's why you love me.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine he's giving us bullshit here.
Dave, I want to know, are you still in the padded room?
I stepped outside the padded room right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Why don't you tell everyone what you do?
Well, I'm an artist friend of Susie's. I'm an artist in Boston, and we met at a special needs school. Just outside of Boston, and Susie,
I was enrolled in the special needs.
You were one-to-one aid with a special needs kid.
Yes. It just sounded like you were saying that we were both enrolled in the special needs school, Dave.
That's what it sounded like.
Man, really, actually, yeah, we should be.
I know. We have our own special needs.
So what was he doing there? Was he?
He's actually he's one of the art teachers there.
I see.
He's
okay.
Amazing. He gets.
I'm an artist and I do some art classes there. That's how I met Susie.
I see. Okay.
But,
cool.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything about art from him?
No, but I do have some pieces of art from his class that he and the kids made me before I left to come to California.
Oh.
They made me like a ceramic lizard out of like all these crushed tiles. And also,
well, hoping she remembers us when she hits the big time here. You know, she's on the talk radio now. She's a big star.
There you go. Don't mess with her.
I'm liking your new website too. That's a pretty cool website.
Yeah, you like that?
I don't know. I think
You really like it?
Yeah, I do. I actually do. I really do like it. Yeah.
Very cool.
And the full frontal nudity shot on the front page and home page is something.
I know. Somebody, you need some tact with that, Susie. Maybe
I have no control over that website.
Well, you tell him to move that picture to the back. You know, I mean, yeah, you don't want people to come to your site and be put off right away.
You have the big link to Dr. Diana's nude march photos too, but at least Dr. Diana has something to march with.
I'm proud of my A's, and Andrea Lowell thinks they're B's.
You're showing off the bug bites for everybody in Venice Beach.
You speak for yourself, okay?
Dave's been one of my biggest fans of my bug bites for a long time.
Really?
I'll give him that.
That's right. I'm one of the many guys that she's left in Boston with broken hearts.
Oh, another one of them, huh?
Oh, that's right, yeah. See, but I'm not the ones that, like, take her on safaris, you know, shooting zebras topless in the jungle of Africa.
Right.
Out in Zimbabwe on safari and stuff. This is the life of Susie.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Exactly. You know, you can't attach to her too much because you'll be hurt.
Sam, you better hold on to her. She's like a big dynamo. You know, she's going to be on Playboy Radio or something next. You better hang on and let her take you with her.
No,
that would be taking a step backward. I don't think she's going to Playboy.
Yes. We were listening to the Playboy Radio interviews, and we decided that our show is much more entertaining, and that we are just all around a better duo.
Yeah,
you're better than Tiffany in the afternoon.
Oh, I don't know who Tiffany is.
Some of the guys and listen to her.
You drive home with Tiffany.
Have a satellite radio.
No, they've got some good shows. There's no doubt about it. You know,
but
I don't think Susie is going to shine on Playboy Radio. Because there's just too much
going on.
She
may find her way into Playboy TV the way she's going.
Yeah, there you go. Who knows? Who knows?
Susie is not going to Playboy anything. I actually already got a text message from my dad's girlfriend this morning being like, Playboy Radio, what? When are you doing Playboy?
Is the family's going to be really like, are they horrified by this or what?
Huh? You know what, Dave? I actually haven't spoken to my mother since the whole show began.
Geez, I wonder why. Has she seen the website?
Well, no, she has not seen the website, but she did go and check out the very first show. She found out about it through Facebook, and she was just so mortified. She sent me a text message being like, this is a really great career move. I'm really excited, but who picks the subject matter? is it you or Sam? And I was like, it's totally Sam. He's a dirty, sleazy dog.
Yeah, exactly.
He makes me say it.
Meanwhile, you're at home having the vagina massages by the next door neighbors.
There you go. You see? Yeah.
They were sensual massages.
Yeah.
Hey, and what's the deal? There's somebody that's claiming that you've got, like, unknown kids floating around.
Oh, yes.
She spoke about this.
Yeah, I spoke about it. You're going to have to go back and listen to the show. I have, I donated my eggs out there. So there are lots of little Susies running around.
You? Hey, I told you at the time, she used to come to me and she used to tell me, you know, hey, I think I can make some fast money here. I'm going to do it. Of course, you have to be good looking. You have to be an ex-Forbes model. You have to be Susie's height and everything. Be a glamour girl to donate your eggs.
Yeah.
Susie is selling the things off like they were popsicles.
Yeah. Until these kids grow up.
I said to her, you're going to have like this army of kids floating around half of New England wondering where mom is. Mom's out on the radio.
I should have checked with like the legal firm to see if I was even supposed to talk about this on the air.
What are you going
to
do? That's what I try to tell her this at the time. I'm like, you're going to have all these kids coming looking for mom.
Yeah, you know? There you go. They're going to everybody will have taken number and stand in line. You know?
Your mother's really never going to call you now when she finds out.
Oh, come on, guys. I have in the legal paper that I want to meet all of these children once before they turn 18. I want them to know where they came from, how they were conceived, and if they ever have any medical.
Sure, you could be like Oprah. Yeah, you could be like Oprah and start your own school.
Yeah, there you go.
My own kids. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
With all the little Susies.
Yeah, she's already got a football team there easily.
Oh, no. Right? How many are on a football team?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know these things.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you know
what? I think one of the conditions in being with Susie or knowing her is to accept her the way she is.
Yes.
You know?
So I have to do that.
Yeah, you can't fight it.
She's a guy magnet. She just walks in the room and all the guys go for her. They can't say no, they can't. They do everything. They buy her jewelry. They buy her car. They take her across the world.
Yeah.
They do everything.
There you go.
World Series, baseball tickets.
Around here in Boston.
Yeah. I mean, it does happen. You know, I mean, sometimes you'll see women actually using it to their best advantage, you know, figuring, you know, gee, I'll find someone who's going to take care of me and all I have to do is spread my legs, you know. I'm not saying Susie is, but I'm saying in general.
Well, the Franz definitely.
Susie just kind of, I don't know about spreading the legs, but Susie just kind of had the following her around over here.
Thank you, Dave. She's
just good about having, like, these 65-year-old guys that own all these different businesses, like, you know, buying every present in the world. And then, what are you doing? You were selling them on eBay, too, after you got them.
No.
She'd make, like, all the bracelets,
I am still wearing all of my bracelets. I have all of my bling. I take it off every time I come into the studio because it makes too much noise.
What were you selling? You were selling stuff. You were selling gifts and baubles.
What was it? Everyone wanted the Red Sox balls. You are the one that was selling everything on eBay, everything that I would give you, all the autograph shit that you wanted.
What did you ever give me? You never gave me anything.
Didn't I give you the balls, the Carl balls?
The what is it?
Carl balls that were signed, or did I give those to all the kids?
Oh, Kyle Yastrzemski baseball? Oh, yeah, you got me a Kyle Yastrzemski baseball, yeah.
Well, then that's what I got you.
Yep.
That's worth $10,000 right now. You should be thanking me.
Yeah, $10,000, yeah. He just had the triple bypass. Did you hear that?
I know. We were talking about that. He's doing well.
He got out of the hospital yesterday.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend who's very good friends with him.
Did you tell Sam that story, how you were eating, like, the steak with him down at, Vero Beach or something?
In Boca.
In Boca. Yeah, you were in Boca with him.
Yeah, Sam doesn't actually know who he is. I was trying... Actually, maybe you can explain to him better who he is, because I just know that
He's a Hall of Fame Boston Red Sox ex-player, uh-huh. And a Hall of Famer, and Susie was going out with him, didn't even know who he was.
That's funny.
And she's coming in and she's like, you know, Kyle, yes.
But he probably liked that, though, you know, that you weren't
after. He's a beast of a man who eats his steak with his hands and his potatoes with his hands.
And he used the communal butter, like, at the dinner.
At Susie. Yeah.
Because he was yelling at me because I ordered my steak well done as he's throwing back his vodka, chain-smoking his cigarettes. He used his hand to dip into the communal butter and, like, just mashed it in the potato with his hand. And I was kind of like, okay, you know, I know he's supposed to be famous and everything, but, you know, I mean, you think they would teach you a little bit of manners every now and then, but I don't say anything.
I know the guy's, like, in a good mood about that on the triple bypass. He doesn't, like, sue you for all this. Nice. Susie's career is over. And
he's having a triple bypass because of all the butter, and I will tell him that myself, from the butter that he, like, hand scoops into his potato.
There you go.
No, he loves me because
He
loves me because I don't know what he does, and I don't nag him about baseball, and he thinks I'm wholesome. So fuck you guys, I'm wholesome, okay?
The Red Sox win the World Series, like, for the first time in 100 years, and Susie gets to go to opening day while they get their rings and the trophy.
and she's sending
me text messages. Ha, ha, ha. I don't even like baseball. Ha, ha, baseball sucks, but I'm going opening day.
Yeah, like, she couldn't care less about the fucking baseball.
Yeah.
I just go for hot dogs and the beer, you know? What can I say?
There you go, yeah.
And Donna Summer, that was pretty cool.
The owner's luxury boxes with them.
Yeah. So what are you doing up there? Are you, like, married or something, or what?
No. I'm just, I have a daughter, and I'm just a freelance artist.
You have a daughter outside of... Oh, okay. No, but
how old's your daughter these days?
What's that?
How old's your daughter these days?
My daughter's 16.
Wow. So you... So,
and, you know, in a lot of ways, just like Susie, too, it's kind of scary.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Looks a little bit like her, is tall like her, and she's got, you know, the control over men like she does, too.
I see,
so it's kind of scary, you know?
Really? Okay, but it couldn't have been Susie the mom because she didn't have the baby.
No. Like, this is, she was born long before Susie started selling the produce off to people.
The poultry or whatever. No, the...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, man. Well,
Dave,
thanks for...
Susie's capable of a lot of things. You just don't know. You don't know half of it, Sam.
Maybe
you're
I don't want to.
You come into the picture late.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you just say?
I came into the picture late.
Picture, you're coming into the picture late.
He came into the picture
like
at a perfect time, Dave. I'm getting old and quiet and subdued in my old age. You know, I should be at Burning Man right now, partying, like, naked, taking acid, and going crazy. But I decided it was not the responsible thing.
You went
thing.
To school with Lindsay Lohan and Kirsten Dunst and all the other druggies and stuff out there, man. But the only thing is, they're getting paid to do it. They're doing it for free.
Good point. That is a very, very valid point. You know what I'm going to agree
with
you.
Yeah, if you're Lindsay Lohan, at least you're getting paid to be half in the bag and showing up at clubs. You're doing it for free. And I used to tell her, I was like, look, this could have been you. You could have been in Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Instead, you blew it. She was a rebellious kid, and she walked out.
Well, it wasn't in the cards for her, you know? I mean...
It wasn't in the cards. Well, she's finding her way in a different direction.
Exactly. Look, she's a free spirit. I don't think you can confine her in any way, you know? And maybe acting in movies would...
No. I like to eat.
Yeah. Really? She likes to eat, okay.
I could be fat and happy. I could just sit right here.
The moment she's fat, she's out of here, man.
Hey!
So you talked to our friend Tom, huh, on the radio?
Oh, my goodness. Tom and Dave, they've been Facebooking me nonstop, which has been quite nice, quite nice. But
Tom comes into my room and he says to me, well, man, she did it. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Who's she? Susie. She did it. I'm like, did what? She really marched. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, she did it. She really marched naked. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, man. They got pictures on their website. I'm like, oh, jeez, I gotta see this.
Oh, no.
I'm like, holy crap.
Not only pictures, there's videos and everything.
Yes, there are videos and there are all kinds of interviews. Or interviews.
When I saw Playboy Radio, I was like, sweet, I get Playboy TV. I got to see Susie and the March. Maybe they'll show it on Playboy TV on my satellite dish.
Actually, they didn't do video. They only did the radio.
Oh, they didn't, huh?
But there was other people doing video, yeah. But she was in her element. She looked like she belonged, and she was in good mood. And
it was definitely an interesting crowd. It was just like Sam said. You know, there were going to be a whole bunch of like lecherous, creepy old men and young men. Men of all, actually, just creepy old or creepy men.
Creepy men.
Creepy men in general that are just like titty
fest. Wow, I mean, you know, what do you expect? Now you get like Dave call, you know, Facebooking you all the time. What do you expect? You start putting pictures like that on your.
I didn't put it on my website. Facebook. I'm not in control of my website. Yeah. But
I'm not in control of my website.
I'm going to learn how to do these things, people.
Yeah.
Look out.
Watch out, huh?
Oh my goodness.
You've got, you know, you're not shy, that's for sure. I'll tell you that.
No, she's not shy. And that's why she gets what she wants. You know, you can't get things if you're shy. You got to ask
Who's the guy on the front page of the website that you're unzipping his fly?
I'm not unzipping his fly. I'm trying to strain some Franzia wine into my mouth, the box wine.
Okay.
It just looks like I'm trying to unzip his pants.
Like.
That's my current boyfriend.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
No, I didn't see that picture.
What do you think?
I thought the other guys were better looking. How could you get married? What happened?
Yeah,
Don't say it. Don't say it. You can't be married. You can't be owned by one person.
Yeah.
I don't like to think of it as owning. Well,
you have commitment issues. You can't do that.
A serial fiancé.
You wouldn't be Susie if you were married.
Yeah, there you go.
You lose everything.
Yeah.
You'd lose your identity. You'd be like a trophy wife someplace. You'd want to like cut your throat. Drinking martinis every afternoon. Being married to Kalia Stremsky.
No, but definitely. I mean, when she's ready to get married, she's going to have to make some changes in her lifestyle, I think.
Or maybe I'm going to have to marry someone who's fine with me just the way I am.
Exactly. There you go.
She's going to marry like this older guy, be like movie producer type, and she's going to be the trophy wife, be the alcoholic 40-year-old wife that's ready to kill somebody.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that with the martini comment.
The pool boy or something, you know?
Yeah.
Indiana boy.
And how many, I mean, how many men would handle her going out in the middle of the night on bike rides and shit and picking up men?
Well, this is why, see, she can't do that. She can't be tied down one guy. Susie can't be owned.
She thinks she could be married, but someone who likes you the way you are.
I think I'll need to have different husbands in different areas.
A lot of people love you the way you are, but the thing is, when it comes down to marriage, it's a whole different ball game. You know, because people get possessive, you know, and so forth.
Yeah,
you have to be considerate of the other person. You're not alone anymore.
I know.
No, I can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Well, listen, we got to go because the show is almost over.
Hey, great talking to you.
Thanks for calling in, Dave.
Yeah, thanks.
Take care of my day tree.
I will. I have it still. I've actually started another one.
Yeah, there you go.
It's flowering.
They last for a long time.
I'm keeping it forever, Dave. It was the sweetest gift you guys ever gave.
Okay.
All right, love you. Bye.
Take it easy.
Bye.
A little Boston accent there.
I know. Wicked smart.
Yeah.
He is an unbelievable person and an amazing artist.
Really?
He is so good. And he's got the patience of a fucking saint.
Really?
Because, I mean, I know what I did when I was the one-on-one caretaker for the disabled man. You know, that was emotionally and physically draining. And he's in an art room, a classroom with these kids like 5 days a week from like morning till afternoon.
That's commendable.
Yeah, it's very commendable.
Wow. Oh, so he is with those special kids.
He's with the special kids.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's... Oh, I commend you, Dave.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And he does some amazing work.
Yeah.
But,
how many friends do you have on Facebook now?
I don't know.
354?
350 or 400.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And you know all these people.
I'm trying to keep my Facebook different than my MySpace. Like, MySpace, people, like, spiral out of control, and they're just like, oh, befriend. And I'm like, I don't want to be your friend. I don't know who you are.
Yeah,
like,
leave me alone. Yeah.
You're creepy.
So you know all these people.
My Facebook people, I know all of them.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I've had some kind of connection with.
Yeah.
You know, like, St. Louis Steve, I've obviously never met, but I mean, you know, I kind of know him through the whole radio show. So.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you know a lot of people. You know what I think? I was thinking of Facebook the other day, and it's, like, really cool because you sort of, like, get to document your life. You know, I mean, as you meet new people, they become your friends, and it's sort of like, so you're leaving, like, a track behind you.
You were definitely
leaving a track.
Of the people
you've met and things like that.
But I was also kind of thinking, you know, I have... Eric, who set up my website, he's got me Twittering, which is kind of like another...
Yeah, Twitter.
It's like another networking thing.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that and like posting my whereabouts and like Susie's crazy adventures and this and that. But then I was thinking about it. When I go and I meet up with some of the people that are I'm Twittering with, we get together and all of a sudden it's like, we've said everything that we've been doing that's of importance lately. And so it's like, well, now what do you say except you're repeating yourself?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so, hey... So I saw you got lost in the Valley of Fire last week. Yep, it sucked, definitely. And then they're like, and I'm like, oh, so I saw that you went to have sushi with your boyfriend last night. How was that? It was good. Oh, okay. And then they're like, well, I saw that
great
last week you did this. I know, so seriously, like this networking thing, I mean, it's great, but it's also making us a little bit more detached, even though it's attaching us in this weird fucked up way.
Yeah, because it's superficial. It's not real, you know?
Well,
I mean, when you have like cocktail parties and gatherings and that's fine. But this one is for the purpose of networking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would like that.
And actually, there's another thing that is apparently coming out that the woman that I used to nanny for told me about. It's kind of like a cell phone dating service, which kind of, I don't know, I guess like eHarmony, let's say it's an eHarmony thing. It would show me like who's available in the area where I am at this moment in time and give me like a blinking map and be like, oh, you know, this person is here right now. Go meet him for lunch.
Wow.
Or go meet this person here for coffee. And it tells you who's in your area,
right.
Depending on where you are. Which is kind of crazy, but kind of stalker-like at the same time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But can you imagine that?
Yeah.
And so instead of like wasting your time on a dinner date, you would actually go on your lunch break and have like a quick lunch speed date.
Yeah.
So that could be an interesting.
So do you sometimes check your eHarmony account?
I haven't checked it in a long time.
Yeah. You probably get like fucking millions of.
I do have a whole bunch, but you know when I do randomly check it, I get annoyed because someone will say like we closed the match, which means like they were initially interested in me, and then all of a sudden, like, I didn't respond back in time, so they were like, all right, okay. We're busy, we want to pursue other people. But then I got all pissed off that they, like, closed the match. Mm. Like, this one guy, I actually went after him for closing it, because I thought he was cute. I was like, excuse me, I was like, I think I'm exactly what you're looking for, why did you close this match? I was like, I like to play chess, I like to do this, I like to do that, and I like reading The Fountainhead, and he writes back, and he's like, what was I thinking, you're my dream girl.
Mm.
But then, I don't know, you get to the point where you send each other your 10 can't stands and must-haves. Mm. And one of his was, I can't stand anyone who parties or uses illegal drugs. And I was like, okay, next.
Okay, I'm out of here.
I mean, it's like I don't have to party or, you know, do that. But at the same time, it's part of who I am on occasion.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to. I mean, and especially if he opposes it, you know. I mean, there might be someone who
doesn't
want to
do it. Yeah.
But they'll let you.
Like the Franz. Like, he doesn't do any drugs.
Right.
He just likes to drink.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
They're all different kinds of people out there.
Yeah.
Who knows who I'll end up with?
Yeah.
Sammy
well,
Sam.
When you're ready to get married, I'll give you some advice and stuff. But
not until then. Until then, you're going to let me go free and spread my wings.
Yeah. Well, you need to. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to go to the math learning center right now, and I really don't want to.
Math learning? Oh, at the school?
Yeah, because I didn't do my homework.
Mm.
Bad Susie. No, I've got 4 hours before class, so that's plenty of time to get it done.
Wow.
But at the same time, I was out playing last night when I should have been diligently studying away.
Yeah, yeah. I know, it's hard to take school and work and try to have a life.
And
you know?
Move.
And move.
Ugh.
When are you moving? On
I
the
don't,
first?
Well, I'm supposed to move in on the first. I think I might start doing that. But, you know, I'm not going to do, like, the whole big moving company thing. I'm just going to do it, like, slowly, bit by bit, because I do have my other apartment until September 30th.
That's true.
So.
Oh, September 30th.
I've got a month
of
kind of, like, in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I'm happy about.
But you should probably do the truck thing. I mean, you know how much gas you're going to be spending in time just going back and forth?
Well, I'm thinking, you know what I mean? Like, it's actually on my way to stop by there on the way home from the studio.
Oh, okay,
so I'll just,
cool.
like, pack a car full of clothes and,
right.
you know, do it on the way home. And that way it's literally, like, a 5-minute detour
right.
On my way to and from school and work. Mm. So it'll work out pretty well.
Yeah. But you
actually,
still need to move the furniture and everything, so you still need a truck.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing with the furniture. Like, Janique wants my couch and my chair and my ottoman, so I might have those shipped to Colorado. And then I'm just moving my bed and a dresser.
Okay.
And then I'm making my dad come down and pick up the rest of the stuff that I want him to store for me.
Mm.
So, thank goodness Daddy got a big house.
There you go. You see, dads are good for something,
God damn it. They definitely are.
More than just donating sperm.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
And IQs and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Sam, you need a nap. I'm gonna demand that you go home and take a nap.
I try to. Sometimes I do, but I get up more tired. I don't get it.
Have some relaxing chamomile tea and put a nice like chilled eye mask on your eyes and go sit outside and just like zen out. That is your prescription for me today.
Okay, I'll try that. Like cucumbers on my eyes.
Cucumbers. Well, actually, cucumbers are good, but they kind of slide off. So that's why I recommend the chilled eye mask instead.
Why do people put cucumbers on their eyes?
It calms the puffiness and the swelling and the irritation. Cucumbers have a lot of like relaxing components in them, I guess.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. That are just kind of very soothing.
Yeah. Well, so. I love eating them, so.
Me too.
Yeah. Anyway, we're at the end of the show. Stay tuned for Gina Hendricks with Love Life Makeovers coming up next. And a great show, one of my favorites on the station. And, of course, the rest of the shows, we got a full day worth of shows today. Susie, you're going to school today?
Yes, I'm off to school.
And you're studying and everything?
Yes,
and,
yes.
And good.
I might go sneak up and surprise the Franz and see what kind of state my apartment's in right now.
There you
go. Franz, if you're listening, that's your warning. Do the dishes.
What a fucking dysfunctional relationship. And on that note, we're going to say goodbye, and we'll see you the same place, same time tomorrow. Have a great one.